This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, September 1st. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. This week, California's legislature passed a bill aimed at holding social media platforms like Instagram and Twitter accountable for harm their apps may do to children. Supporters say it's a positive step towards protecting kids online. Opponents say this sort of thing should be left up to the federal government. On today's show, our tech reporter Megan Bobrowski joins us to discuss what exactly is in the bill, what it could mean for social media companies, and whether we will see similar laws in other states. That's after these headlines. Snap says it's laying off a fifth of its workforce. In a memo to staff on Wednesday, CEO Evan Spiegel said the company has to prepare for an extended period of low revenue growth and adapt to the market environment. The maker of Snapchat has been hit hard by the recent downturn in ad spending. It says it's seen 8% revenue growth so far in the current quarter, lower than expected. Its share price has fallen more than 85% during the past year. Meanwhile, two Snap executives are leaving for Netflix. Snap's chief business officer will become Netflix's president of worldwide advertising, and Snap's vice president of sales for the Americas will join Netflix as VP of ad sales. The pair will lead the streaming giant's efforts to build out its ad-supported service, which it hopes to launch early next year. More on Netflix's plan for that ad-supported service. Ad buyers tell the Wall Street Journal that the streaming giant is looking to charge premium prices, roughly $65 for reaching 1,000 viewers. Buyers say that's quite a bit higher than other streaming services, and surprising, given that the ad-supported version is still untested. Sources say Netflix is also looking to cap the amount that any brand can spend on advertising on its platform to prevent viewers from seeing the same ads too often. In a statement, Netflix said it was still in early days of planning and no decisions have yet been made. And Toyota is racing to catch up with competitors in the electric vehicle market after changing its tune on how quickly the industry should pivot to battery-powered vehicles. Yesterday, the carmaker laid out plans to spend more than $5.5 billion on electric vehicle battery capacity. The money will go towards scaling up production at a new plant Toyota is building in North Carolina and its existing plants in Japan. In the second quarter, EVs made up less than 1% of Toyota's total sales. All right, coming up, California passes a new bill to protect kids on social media. What will it mean for the platforms, and could more regulations be on the way? We'll discuss after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
A first-of-its-kind bill passed unanimously in California this week. It would require social media platforms like Facebook, Snapchat, and TikTok to consider the physical and mental health of minors when designing their products. After the bill passed, supporters spoke outside the State House about its potential impact. Among them was 18-year-old Emmy Kim from Log Off, a teen-led organization supporting the bill. Kim said she faced online bullying as a teenager.
Safety parameters exist on everything that kids touch except social media. Social media was not designed for children, it was designed for adults. It's now time you design it for us.
The bill now heads to the desk of California Governor Gavin Newsom. He hasn't said if he'll sign or veto it, and a spokesperson declined to comment. But how much of an impact can this one state-level law have? And is it a sign of more regulation on social media to come? Joining us to discuss this is our tech reporter, Megan Bobarowski. Hi, Megan. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hi, Zoe.
So let's start with what exactly is in this bill?
Sure. So this bill would make it so that social media companies going forward would have to keep the well-being of children in mind when they're designing products and features that children are likely going to access, children being defined as anyone under the age of 18.
And so how would social media companies be expected to do that and be held accountable for doing that?
So the social media companies would have to do a risk assessment, basically assessing whether their products do harm children, and then they'd have to submit that report to the government. And if the government at any point finds that they are in violation of this rule, you know, they do have features that are, you know, harmful to children, they have 90 days to fix the problem, to, you know, address the feature or shift the algorithm. And if they don't complete that in 90 days, then they are subject to fines of up to $7,500 a child, which, you know, if you have potentially hundreds of thousands of children on these apps, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I can see that working out to be a potentially pretty hefty fine. One thing when I kind of glanced through what was in the bill that stood out to me was this requirement that their privacy policies be in language that children can understand. I mean, how do they determine that? And are we going to expect children to read these privacy rules any more than we expect adults to?
So a lot of this, I think, is not clearly spelled out, as in this is the language you need and here's what you're going to do. But there's very similar laws that have been enacted in Europe, in the UK. And so this bill is actually very much based on UK law. And so you can sort of look to that to see the types of things that might be targeted here. So, for instance, in the UK, Google has to make Safe Search, which screens out any sort of inappropriate content. They have to make that their default setting for children. And TikTok and Instagram have disabled direct messaging between children and adults they do not follow on the platform. So it's things like this that you can sort of look to as examples of ways that the companies might have to tweak or alter the way they operate. And it's actually the way they do operate abroad.
How are the social media companies reacting to this bill passing?
So representatives from Meta, Snap, Twitter have lobbied against this bill. They did not want it to pass. There's a group called TechNet that lobbies on behalf of these tech groups, and they oppose the bill. And they say that, you know, because it's at the state level, this is going to create problems for them in terms of, you know, they don't operate at a state level. They operate nationally and internationally. And so having what they call like a patchwork of different laws in different states will make it really hard for them to regulate and do what they need to do. But, you know, this law has already been basically enacted in the UK. And so they actually are already doing some of this abroad.
Can you just take us briefly through how we got to this point? I mean, this wasn't the first bill of its kind to try and pass in California.
Yeah, so there have been a slew of social media bills that have been going through the legislature. There was one that died last month that would have allowed state attorneys general to sue the companies if they believed they were harming children. So the social media companies preferred this one that has passed. It's a bit more lenient. You know, it's not like anyone's going to be suing them over this. They still oppose it, but they previously said, you know, that they wanted this bill over potentially any other bills that would allow either the state or parents. Even there's at one point there was a bill that would have allowed parents to sue the social media companies. They obviously were not in favor of that.
Okay, so this is a law on the state level. People have called for more federal action. We've certainly been hearing about the impact of social media for a couple of years. Do we expect other states to follow this precedent set by California, or for the federal government to step in and do anything?
Certainly, you have some people who are saying this needs to happen on a federal level and are advocating for that. But, you know, California is really the leader here, and the proponents of the bill say if we can pass this here, sometimes California does it first and the rest of the country follows. And so I think the sort of thought process for the proponents of this bill is if we pass it here, then other states will see this and pass their own versions of that. Whereas the opponents say, no, let's do one at the federal level, which might be more difficult to pass, but actually, and California, this bill had bipartisan support. So actually, maybe not.
So what comes next? I mean, when can we expect to possibly see changes to these platforms?
So the bill still needs to be signed by Governor Newsom, and he has not said whether or not he will sign the bill. But if the governor signs the bill and it goes into law, these provisions requiring social media companies to design their platforms with children in mind will go into effect in July 2024. And so any features or platforms or anything created after that will be subject to these laws. But, you know, anything that exists, if they run the assessment and say, this doesn't pass our test, you know, this isn't okay, they would then have to make those changes.
All right, that's our reporter, Megan Bobrowski. Thanks for joining us, Megan.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you enjoy listening to our show, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.